Perfect. Okay. So today we're going to start the next part of which is in my print. Okay. Number 48 is talks about a new tkufa and what our avodah is. So he says like this, Amar Seichel, Hazman Arishan Shiesh Lanu Lava'er Ata, the first era, whose man his alim Yehuda Yisbarach Kayem Mazeh, who klals man avoida sa adam kmosh biyarnu. We have to explain the avoida of today's world, which is the world of hiddenness. We don't see Hashem. Vehine mechoik shleimus kvar amarnu. It's already established that the part of the shleimus of Hashem hayavada yochol lasos is called mice of shleimim. Hashem could have made everything completely with no deficiencies, shalim. It could have been that everything would be perfect and the world would be perfect. But since Hashem wanted to make the hanhaga of like we said, hiddenness and then finding it, revealing it, Hashem created a new Seder to the world, which doesn't really fit with him because he's perfect and he had to make a world that was imperfect. But what was needed for those creations, to give them a schos to create, and part of that is creating schar and oinish. And as you didn't get into this in detail till now, that part of creating the world was creating a concept of schar and oinish. Schar and oinish means that there's a concept that you don't get automatically. You have to earn it. And if you don't earn it, you won't get it. And in order to make it really that you could earn it, he had to make the evil as clear as the toiv. And it comes out that sometimes things get ruined. Sometimes they get better. And I have to give the Satan rishos. And I have to give powers of destruction rishos to do rasha. And that's why sometimes that will give power to the evildoers. But all those things will be destroyed. Why? Because the purpose, that's not really part of creation. They were never created to be. They were just created to be destroyed. They were created to be for Hashem, for us to realize that they don't really exist, right? So since that was really the purpose why they were created, so memela, they are going to get destroyed, lost and lovely. And he brings a whole bunch of psukim. We'll go over the psukim later, or we're going to skip them for now. And according to this, that's what it means. Hashem doesn't want to b'ma'akiv anybody. So therefore, there are two parts to that. We have to choose ourselves. We have to choose goodness ourselves. Hashem cannot force us to choose goodness. And also that means that the evil has to be able to exist. And since the evil has to be able to exist, sometimes it wins. And that is the root of all evil. And that's why tzaddikim can't relax in this world because evil is still there and they constantly have to choose to be a tzaddik. And that's why it looks like evil is even stronger sometimes. But that's all to equal out the bechira. This is all before the yichud will become clear one day. And once the yichud does become clear, then all this evil will go away. If Hashem wanted to be megala everything now, he would get rid of the evil right now. And only the goodness would stay. So in other words, don't look at the world and say, oh, Hashem's good, Hashem's not good, I hear. Hashem is, you know, sometimes in a good mood, sometimes in a bad mood. There's koichos of toiv, there's koichos of ra. No. this world is not indicative of what Hashem is. It's the opposite almost. It's indicative of what happens when you don't see Hashem. When you don't see Hashem, you see evil. Why did Hashem make a world that we can't see him? Because we're supposed to find him, right? Now, he adds now a knach in the next paragraph. I'm going to take it a step further. Even now, even though Hashem covered over his hashpa'ah, how do you say hashpa'ah? Shia, what's the word for hashpa'ah? The flow, the, I don't know exactly.
Maybe influence?
The word for hashpa'ah. What?
Maybe influence?
The, but it's more like giving over bracha, like the hashpa'ah. Not that, not the yeshivish word of hashpa'ah. I'm saying like hashpa'ah to give, to mashpia toiv, bracha, pour over bracha. I don't know. Supply the world with bracha. Hashem is still the one supplying the world, giving the world all of the bracha. Where would the world exist if it weren't for him? So in other words, now he's saying an important point. Don't think that Hashem hid himself to the point that there's actually other powers that can control anything. It's not true. Hashem still controls everything. We just can't see it as clear. But of course, it's still Hashem controlling. Okay? So he says, "Umitzias v'kiyum, how, where would anything live from if it weren't for his hashpa? Im kain vadai mashpiahu." So he is giving a hashpa. But the hashpa that he's being mashpia now, legabi mashaya roi lahashpia, im kechosh the musay hayroitze, so he says like this, because Hashem had to hide his hashpa, the hashpa is actually weaker. So, in other words, if a person were to receive the full extent of the bracha that Hashem has to offer, that itself would take away the nisayon. That itself would make it that clear that it's all Hashem. So therefore, even the hashpa that we get is diminished in this world, klape, in relation to what the hashpa could be and will be when we see the yichud. So it's not only that Hashem is covering over the world; it's also that actually the hashpa is less. Actually, the hashpa is less. And that's why it's called choshech and not ar. On Chanukah, we're megala the oyer, means we see Hashem's total control over the world. So on Chanukah, when there's ar, you don't have this limited hashpa. That's why on Chanukah, oil could burn for 8 days. Because now we're no longer limited to the type of hashpa'ah that we usually get. Because now we're exposed to some level of higher or light. Omnam legabi didan, al kopanim zekol chayenu. But as far as we're concerned, lemaisa, the hashpa'ah that we get from Hashem is our life. Ki bahashpa'ah zois anachnu chayom v'chayim v'chayim. That hashpa'ah is the only source of life that we have. Lo yizu lasa, and nothing else. V'nimtza, and it comes out that kishenazkir min hashpa azoyis hamechudeshes behester p'nei tuva nikra'u b'chal echad k'moitzel uvispartu l'prot v'nimtza b'kol achukim v'mashpatim v'shamer. Okay. So basically, he's saying really every area of hashpa that Hashem can be mashpia, he is mashpia nowadays also. So when it comes to health, when it comes to pranasa, when it comes to children, when it comes to anything like that, Hashem is giving it, but he's not giving it with the full extent of bracha that he could. And only when he gives it with the full extent of bracha, like he could, that's when you're gonna fully experience the extent of the toiv of Hashem. Now, This next paragraph starts introducing a new concept, and it's a concept we've discussed before. I was actually talking to Shmuel about it earlier today. Shmuel is going to sound familiar to what we talked about earlier today. And he's going to now start introducing one of very, very important concepts in the Sefer, which we've discussed before. I think we talked about it in the concept of Megillas Rus, and we talked about it in a few other areas. And that idea is, really the world that we have now, is the world of Hester. It's the world that we don't see clearly. And because it's the world that we don't see clearly, and it's the world of Hester, the way Hashem is Mashpia is based on Tzchar V'Onesh. It's based on, if you did good, you'll get. If you didn't do good, you won't get. Right? So in other words, there's a Tzchar V'Onesh over here. But when, in reality, the way Hashem created the world, it's not up to us. It's just going to be cool. So this is where there's an intersection between the two ways Hashem runs the world, parallelly. I don't know if that's a word. But he runs them parallel at the same time. One is the Mishpat, Derech HaMishpat, which is based on our actions and responsive to our actions. And one is Derech HaYichud. One is, it's regardless of our actions. It's the plan of Hashem in the world. That's the Olam HaYichud. That's how Hashem provides for the world, B'derech HaYichud, which is the ultimate plan and everything. And this is what we spoke about before. So there's two things going on. One is we have a choice, and one is there's a plan of Hashem, and the plan of Hashem is going to happen with us or without us, but our role is the Mishpat. And both of those, that comes in because of this, because the ultimate world is Hashem when the Yichud is Nisgal. And the whole world is getting to that point. So everything that happens in the world is because it's getting closer and closer to the full Gilu of Yichud. And therefore, that's the ultimate plan, is to bring out the Yichud. So therefore, Hashem has to get there eventually. That's why he created the world. But every person has the choice how they're going to take a role in that. So that's going to play out slowly in the next few paragraphs, it's gonna become clear. That's gonna tomorrow what he's gonna discuss about this. Okay, so it's gonna be very interesting tomorrow in Mitzvah Hashem how these two worlds converge. Okay, thank you everyone for joining, and Shkoichol.